But when you are used to it, you walk until the body and mind is one. Then there is no thought, hardly any thought. Then you are aware, fully aware of all your activity and movement. Your hands movement, your facial muscle movement, your whatever bodily get and movement. Even the leg. Where the footstep go forward, then the other go forward. As you move forward, the activity, we call it the physical movement or the physical phenomena, your awareness must be with it. Then your hand also will follow. So you just aware. Aware means like standing awareness, aware of your physical body. Then walking, aware of all your bodily movement, activity. So bowing is the same, whatever you do in life is the same. That's why later on, from the four posture, the Buddha requested the cultivator to move on to sati sampajana, is mindfulness of all action or movement in the present moment with clear comprehension. So that one will include more detailed awareness of everything that you do in life, in your daily life or your waking moment. That's why the Kayanupassana Sati Sambhajana section of the cultivation said, standing aware, looking forward aware, bending, turning, stretching aware, putting on your clothing, whatever aware. Then blinking of the eye, turning of the head, everything aware. Then answering nature's call aware, eating aware, swallowing aware. Whatever you do, you maintain mindfulness, awareness. So this is how the continuous mindfulness can be built up. Okay, so I will let you meditate on your own, then I will set the alarm. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation and try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. So maintenance of continuous daily mindfulness is very important. Try to develop this intention to be aware. And every time return awareness to the heart, return awareness to the heart. Whatever build up, relax and do it, relax and do it. Okay, we can still have 2 minutes before the 7:15 break. Anybody or any meditation to report? Or question to ask, yeah.
想讲刚才 Brad 就教我们那个 exercise
啊，那个
hand movement
那个啊，然后我就看到他的
arise,
yeah,
slow motion sustain,
yeah，very good，哦，看得到就好，啊，所以我跟大家讲，不要小看这个
exercise
哦，yeah，很好的一个
mindfulness
training，因为这个可以跟着你的整天。 如果你 sit on a train or a bus or aeroplane, you can just do on your own. Then normally 我都是 I remember last night when I got to go and line up to wait for my things or my food or whatever, I will just do it. I will just do it. But last night I do one is my mudra. Yeah, this mudra, somehow this slide, I know how to do. So I just do this. Then later on, I realized this one can draw your breath, your in and out breath. When you breathe in, you pull it up. When you let it down, relax. Hey, so you can do. Cannot. Your awareness will be this thing, just relax. Then the thing will come by itself. Then the movement, fast or slow, is up to the individual. But this guy who do it will know it. You're too fast, you cannot build it up. Too slow, it becomes unnatural. So, but you have to do it in a relaxed and natural way. That's why even this exercise now, you must know the purpose and intent, like the weight. It's not just swing, 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 finish. No, it's exercising the muscle. Means what? When you hold, the muscle get exercised. So when you move it up, certain type of muscle, this direction will get exercised. Understand? Then when you hold, the sustenance. Then when you move up this direction, this type of muscle, you never exercise it, but you get the exercise. Understand? Then all the other movement also, they have their muscles exercising. But you do it mindfully over time, that mindfulness will build up. Then you realize everything you do, you stand, you walk, you bend, you stretch, everything away. Then blinking of the eye, all those things. Then sometimes your facial muscle, you relax it, or you aware. That's right. Then whatever you do, like when you want to go and pick up something, like want to drink, aware. No thought one. Then when you help on the thing, you know one. Then you open also aware. Then you drink, aware. Initially, of course, the thought will be there where you are not used to it. But after a while, you realize that, oh, no thought one. No thought one. Then you can do it until throughout the day you're aware. I remember I returned the awareness to the center of the heart. Last time, I don't know. But you can try. Then later on, relax, silent. Then it will detect the gateway. Then energy will go in. So stability of that is very important. Oh, very good. You can see the birth, sustenance, and passing away of that phenomenon. That is what insight is. Then suddenly one day, you will awaken to the three universal characteristics. Every phenomenon is like that one. Like what one of my guide, he was trying to teach a Singaporean. She said, you look, she moved her hand. Then she moved her hand. I awakened the three characteristics. Because I realized the moment she moved the hand, there is a birth. The birth of this phenomenon. The sustainer of it is this movement. But you must see with the awareness, without thought, then you awaken them. Then after that, stop you. Like, arise, sustain, finish. But I saw it there and then. So, he just woke. I awaken him. Then I can link to all phenomena. Then everything is like that one. Everything, like, even your perception is like that one. There is this, what they call, birth and death is fast. And I said, like the moment, every moment you're aware, very fast, come and go, come and go. That's why I say when you're aware, don't try to know, aware, finish. Then last time I remember I told you, you just aware, like, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, all that awareness follow, whatever you detect, you follow, like tactile or whatever, you just like you are dead. But the awareness is there. Then the awareness is that one. Then whatever you do, other people do, like her awareness there, you can see one. Like later on, I told you all last time, suddenly I saw the char kway teow floor. It's like my awareness inside him one. Oh, his movement, everything, no matter how fast he do, I can be like inside him one. Then I realized this is what the Buddha meant by kaya nupasana. When you do mindfulness of kaya, there is a section they mention internally and externally. Oh, then I realized this is what externally is all about. You know, I can be mindful of external activity. That's why the specific phenomenon awareness and the guy in char kway teow. My awareness can be inside there, like with him. It's not I went in there, I cannot go in there. But my awareness is fully with his activity, you know. No thought, on. Understand? No? Hearing also same, smell also same. Isn't that really? Like Alicia saw. The whole movement that slow down, on. Just to you, it's like slow down. So this is what awareness, the power of mindfulness is all about. When you have mindfulness, you can see a lot of things, right? You can understand a lot of things, right? Not from the thought. Right? That's why you look at all the meditation in the world or religious teaching, only the Buddha taught awareness until later on, then you have Krishnamurti, you have Eckhart Tolle, Power of Now, and all those things. People just say vipassana, but they don't know what vipassana is. We is the three characteristics of nature. Passana is to insight into the three characteristics of nature. That is vipassana. So vipassana cannot be practiced. Vipassana is an insight, understand or not? Then how to do it? You must be aware, mindful. When you are aware, mindful, that silent mind will insight the phenomenon, will awaken on its own, you will understand on. Very good.